The gospel reading today, we hear about this scribe who approaches Jesus and said, "I will follow you wherever you go." And I suspect most of us would say something similar. And yet we really have to look seriously at this question. And I say that particularly in light of what we hear in the first reading, because we're living in a situation where the vast majority of Catholics have just wholesale disregarded not only what Scripture teaches, but the moral teachings of the Church. 60% of people who call themselves Catholic say that they think two men or two women should be able to get married. Really? But of course, long before that, we decided that contraception was okay. We've decided killing babies is okay. We've decided killing elderly people is okay. All these despicable things that people keep saying are okay. In other words, they're saying, "Well, I'm Catholic, but I don't agree with this. I don't believe in that." Are we willing to follow Jesus wherever he goes? No. It's not a matter of not having a place to lay your head nowadays. It's a matter that I will make Jesus in my image and likeness, and I'm going to make him follow me. I'm going to tell him what is right and wrong. I am going to say that, look, we live in the 21st century. Get with it. God hasn't ever changed because he can't. The truth hasn't ever changed because it can't. Interestingly, if you want to do a little bit of research, you will find, if you go back to ancient Mesopotamia, there is a goddess by the name of Ishtar. She's mentioned numerous times in Scripture. Ishtar had a month that was set aside for all kinds of raucous and disgusting celebrations. That month that was set aside for Ishtar pretty much corresponds to our month of June. Ishtar had a symbol. It was the rainbow. Sound familiar? Ishtar was about homosexuality. But Ishtar, interestingly, also could be a male. And Ishtar had priests who tried to be women, put it that way. So there were priests and there were priestesses, but the priestesses weren't really priestesses, but males trying to be females. I say that to be able to say nothing's changed. These demonic things have been there right along. And unfortunately, we have embraced them. Now, again, we need to be clear and make some distinctions. It is the action which is a mortal sin. Any sexual thing outside of marriage is always and in every instance a mortal sin. Now, that said, where the distinction must be made is that the people who struggle with this affliction, that is not anything sinful. The Church teaches that it is disordered, but disordered means males should be attracted to females and vice versa. And so if somebody is not, but instead is attracted to someone of their own sex, that is an objective disorder. It is not immoral. It is not a sin. Any more than those of us who wear glasses have a physical disorder. Our eyes don't work right. There's something wrong. There is a disorder. There's nothing sinful about it. It's just not the way that it's supposed to be. And you can look at your own self and you'll recognize, you know, some people have one leg that's a little shorter than the other, or some people struggle with this or that. There's a disorder. That's all the Church is saying. From a moral point, from a spiritual point of view, it is a huge cross that these people carry. A huge cross. And we have to recognize, if that's the case, how much God loves these people, that he would give them that kind of a cross to carry. What is incumbent upon them, as it is with the rest of us, with whatever cross God has given to us, is that they have to carry the cross. We cannot say, look, because this is my weakness, therefore it's okay for me to do this. Otherwise, if that's the case, nothing is a sin. Or we fall into the relativism again. That's not the weakness that I have, so if I did that, it would be a sin. Hey, this is your weakness, so it's not a sin for you because that's the problem you have. No, that's the cross that God has given you to carry. And you need to learn to cooperate with that cross, whatever it happens to be. Because that's how you're going to become a saint. And so if these people who struggle with that affliction, if they are willing to cooperate with God's grace, imagine the sanctity that they can attain. That's the opportunity God is giving them. But there is this demonic force, this false god Ishtar, that has come roaring back into our society. And instead of cooperating with God, people are cooperating with the demonic. That's the part that we have to recognize. We cannot say, well, look, because this is their affliction, it's okay for them to act on it, or it's okay for them to be married to one another, or whatever it is that people want to say, any more than looking at your own personal afflictions, whatever they are. It's okay to look at pornography because, well, I guess you have attraction that way. It's okay for you to get drunk because that's the problem you have. It's okay for you to do drugs because that's your weakness. No, it is not okay. Yes, it is the weakness that you might have, whatever it is, fill in the blank. But that doesn't give us the freedom to say that it's okay for me to do this. That's the cross that God has given each one of us to carry, whatever it happens to be. This is how we're going to grow in holiness. This is how we're going to grow in virtue. This is how we're going to become saints. If there wasn't any issue, there wouldn't be any sanctity. We're not going to grow in holiness by just sitting there doing nothing because we have no temptations. Now, we're only going to grow in holiness because we have to face the temptations and overcome them. So whatever those temptations are in your life, whatever those weaknesses are in your life, that's what God has given to you. Maybe because you can recognize, if I had that affliction, I am so weak that I wouldn't be able to overcome it. I wouldn't be able to handle it. So God has given to each person whatever is going to be perfect with your personality and your circumstances to be able to become a saint. That's how we have to be able to see, even with these afflictions of homosexuality or whatever it may be, this is how these people are going to become saints. They're not going to become a saint by giving into it, but by fighting it. And so we have to be able to pray for them. We have to be able to support them in their attempt to overcome the problem, not by giving in to the problem. And so that's what we have to look at and make the right distinctions and understand where the problem is coming from. Yes, God is allowing it. But just as it is in your life, whatever weakness Satan can find, he is going to take advantage of it. These people, they have this particular weakness, and Satan is going to jump all over it, just as he is in your life with whatever weakness you've got. And so rather than saying, justifying it and saying it's okay for them because, no, it's not. We need to be clear, and we need to pray for them. Because the devil has found a very, very difficult weakness in their lives and a very difficult one to overcome. a huge cross that these people are carrying. So for us, it is not to try to justify a sin, but rather to pray that they will be given the grace to be able to overcome the sin and to be able to accept the struggle within their own life, to rise up and to become saints by being able to work through the various weaknesses that they have.